Tom in California is looking for some alternative energy. How can we help?
I'm interested in finding out about solar panels for the roof and whether or not there's batteries that are available in larger sizes for more capacity of holding. And I have no idea what it would cost to put that system in.
Well, there's a lot of different types of solar collectors, Tom. You know, in California, you're probably going to want to take advantage of a hydronic solar collector where you basically use it to preheat your hot water for domestic needs. And there's also ones that can deliver electricity. Those tend to be the most expensive because, as you say, the solar cells and the batteries all add to the hard cost. But there are a lot of benefits to solar energy today, and the government actually in a lot of the states in the country has offered a lot of rebates and tax incentives to put solar panels on. So I think it's a good thing. I think it's definitely worth something investing in. I know in my home state, there's a 70% credit on your 70% rebate for the cost of putting solar in. So in our state, the government's making it very inexpensive to do this. So I definitely think it's a good idea and something you should look into.
Oh, yeah, fine. Do you have any idea how much the initial cost is?
Well, it really is depending on you know, how much power you want to deliver.
It's an electric heat. It's air conditioning. It's everything. The whole house is electric. I'd like to be able to, you know, tear up the electric bill when it comes.
Okay, Tom, so your question is, first of all, is it worth putting solar panels in to offset your electrical cost? And really, how much are you going to get out of that if you go through the time, the trouble, and the investment, correct?
Yes, it is, yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, we should understand the way these solar systems work. I mean, with the modules that are mounted on your roof, they basically convert sunlight into DC power. And then basically there is another part of this that connects that into the alternating current that is used to run your house. Now, there is something known as net metering, and that means that if you generate excess power, that the excess power can be fed back to the power company. So basically, you're supplementing your connection to the utility by using solar panels. The panels are pretty large, so visually, you have to make sure it's something that you're going to want to deal with. The panels in size are about 120 square feet. They're usually about 2.5 feet tall, and they are usually 10 or 12 feet long each. And to figure out how much of those you need, you basically take your daily kilowatt usage for your house, how many kilowatts you're using a day in your house, and you divide it by 0.25, because that's the size, that's the number of kilowatt hours you need to generate to be able to keep up with your demand.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I sincerely appreciate it. Can these be mounted to a south-facing wall also?
I think they can, but you have to then watch your roof overhangs because that's going to block a lot of the sun. The best coverage would be in your roof.
Yeah, but the roof faces west and east. Yeah, it's a slanted roof.
I still think that you're probably better off putting them on the west side of the roof than putting them on the south wall.
Okay, wonderful.
And Tom, there's another website, it's called solarexpert.com. And if you surf around that website a little bit, you're gonna find a whole worksheet area where you can size your own solar electrical system. So you can find worksheets for the electrical load, the battery sizing, the solar module sizing, solar charge, solar DC to AC, and solar electrical wiring guide. So it really is a wealth of information, and it's a California-based company, so you'll have a lot of information from them. It's Go Solar Company, solarexpert.com.
Yeah, thank you very much for your help. I sincerely appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.